Spotlight. Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Sonu Sood, and today we will be discussing about strategic reforms to strengthen India's telecom security ecosystem. We have with us Satya Narayan Gupta, former advisor, Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI. Welcome to the program, Mr. Gupta.
Thank you.
Mr. Gupta, Union Minister of Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia has announced a set of major strategic reforms by the Department of Telecommunications to strengthen India's telecom security ecosystem while significantly reducing compliance burden on industry. Before we go into what are these reforms and discuss specific benefits, I'd like to know from you, how do you see this approach of the government where they are relentlessly trying to strengthen a sector which is serving all 140 crore Indians by providing digital empowerment?
This is a very good step, and it is a part of the process which started about 2 years back by the government, where they are doing it in a mission mode, that how to remove any hurdle in the growth of telecommunication in the country, so that communication, and it is not only voice but also data communication, become ubiquitous and nobody should be left behind. Actually, everyone should get connected. So for that, whatever challenges were there, whatever hurdles were there, those are getting removed. And especially on the policy front, whatever government can do on the policy front, they have been doing towards ease of doing business, so that finally the telecom become totally kind of universal, from anywhere to anywhere, with everybody, for everybody, and whether voice, data or video. So this is one step in that vision of the government.
Mr. Gupta, three major initiatives for the year 2026 have been announced to bolster national security while fostering a robust environment for the telecom industry. Now, the first one is the Pro-Tem Security Certification Scheme of the Department of Telecommunications. The term has been extended for 2 years, starting 1st January 2026. So, can you tell us what is this Pro-Tem Security Certification Scheme? What is its primary objective and how will the extension help the telecom industry?
This Pro-Tem certification scheme is basically an ad hoc, or what you will call it, a temporary scheme, which government does if they have less time to actually do the full analysis and take time in decision making. So they do it on a temporary basis. That is why the word Pro-Tem. And this was done earlier also 2 years back. Now they have extended it for 2 more years. Mainly what they do is they give the, let us say, weightage to what we call self-certification. So suppose for a mobile telecom equipment, you have to get it done, ITSR test, what they call, from a private approved lab, actually, security testing lab. And if those labs are less and you take time to get it tested, and then there is a cost also of payment to that. So government does a temporary measure, this Pro-Tem, and they tell, okay, now you can give self-certification, and the more lab have to be created. Till that time, you can use the equipment or sell the equipment by self-certification if you are sure and you certify that it meets the security compliance of the government from the national security purpose. And then they encourage more and more labs. So that is what they have done in this Pro-Tem. They have encouraged more labs by reducing the registration fees of a testing, security testing lab. And also they have increased the scope for the list of these Pro-Tem test. Actually, there are some equipment where you cannot do this Pro-Tem. It is not applicable to them. There is a list of equipment which is applicable to them. When government is sure that now this particular equipment will not be imported, it is mainly have started being made in India, especially these optical line termination equipment, 5G equipment, SMPs. So that is what the meaning of this Pro-Tem and the scope of this Pro-Tem certification scheme.
So you feel that this Pro-Tem certification system is actually a very, very important tool to ensure that the business of the telecom companies is not disrupted And both the consumers and the telecom companies benefit without any delay in their work, in their production, in their manufacturing?
Yes, exactly. Actually, it is a step in the direction of what you call deregulation or light regulation, just to put it right, from the government, so that the delays, what their earlier test compliances, what were there through that National Center of Communication Security, and then there was a regulation called Mandatory Testing and Certification of Telecom Equipment, MTCT framework. Under that, these operators were required to get the equipment, whatever they use in their network, tested through designated and approved lab of the telecom equipment. And there are not many labs like that, because setting up a lab is very capital incentive. So now government have done two things. One, they have put more equipment on this program where the self-certification is enough. Second, they have reduced the charges for setting up of a lab by 50%, especially if the lab is being set up by a startup, by a MSME, or by a women-led enterprise. So they have given a lot of, you can weigh how to reduce the cost and delays in these testing. So it's a very good step, and it will go a long way in ease of doing business.
So absolutely, there are the twin objectives which any government has for, especially in case of the telecom sector, ensuring security and providing efficient and quick service to customers. So this, what you have outlined, the testing laboratories, the kind of concessions which have been given, you feel that this will facilitate coming up of more laboratories and the security testing system, entire ecosystem in our country will become stronger and self-sufficient. We moving towards Atmanirbharta in this field also?
Yes, exactly. Actually, because they have given or suggested 50% fee reduction for especially Indian startup, MSME, women-led enterprises. So that will help the more startup or more smaller company to get themselves designated as the TSTL, the Telecom Security Test Lab. So number of labs will increase, the business of these labs will increase, and also employment will increase. And at the same time, testing will become faster, actually, and it will set up that ecosystem or accelerate the ecosystem, and it will encourage Make in India culture, Make in India business. And it is not only stopping at Atmanirbhar or Make in India. Actually, as Prime Minister have been mentioning, that you make in India for the world. So it will also encourage the export of such equipments, because there will be less cost, less duty burden on you, compliance burden on you. So it will help both sides.
Absolutely. We have seen in the last 11 years, the government has always been talking about scaling any innovation that is brought in. If we talk about mobile phones as an example in the electronics sector, at one time we were importers of mobile phones in a big way, and now we are exporting. We are one of the largest exporters in the world. Do you see the same kind of progress happening in these equipments also, telecom equipment sector?
Yes, exactly. It will same, because even mobile phone 5 years back, the scenario was different actually. The same thing will happen here. Here also some equipment which are mentioned like Wi-Fi router, access points, they are also CP, and these ONTs, optical line termination, they are also like mobile phone in the sense they fall in the category of consumer premises equipment. The numbers of these will also be as much as the number of mobile phones. And when you manufacture, you design in India, make it in India, and when the government supports, government give you some concessions, some levies they are removing, some compliances they are removing, so then the ecosystem also grows and you get ease of doing business and your cost becomes lower, and not only you meet the national requirement, you can also export them.
And the third very important announcement, very important reform, which was made by the communications minister, was that Department of Telecom will simplify Indian Telecom Security Assurance Requirement, ITSAR, certification of optical network terminator devices. Can you tell us a little bit more about this? What is the advantage of simplifying the testing requirements?
It is the same thing actually, like the it is a part of that PROTAM only. It is also there's some equipment. They have increased the scope of the equipments which were already under PROTAM, where there was a self-certification facility that you don't have to get it tested on a lab. You test it yourself in your lab and then certify that it meets the security guidelines. So the scope of that list they have increased by including these things also, like optical termination, 5G, SMP, and some any new equipment. So it is that part only. The other two regulations are applicable, relaxation are applicable to these equipments also. Earlier there were IP routers, there were Wi-Fi CPEs, and now they are adding to the list as long as they keep seeing the Indian manufacturing is happening.
So this is a very collaborative approach of the government, would you say, Mr. Gupta? They have done on the basis of discussions and consultations with industry, where they were asking for relief based on the inputs from industry representatives. The mechanism has been worked out, which has effectively reduced the number of testing cases by 10 times, providing substantial financial relief in security testing. You think that's a very, very proactive and very collaborative approach?
Yes, absolutely. Actually, whatever government, because they always have a collaborative approach in policy making, in anything government does, and especially this government and especially the current minister, he's very, actually, the day he joined, he started calling the industry participants. He made a lot of industry committee to consult, to collaborate, to listen to them and to solve their problem on consensus basis, on open discussion basis. So that approach have been the main characteristics of the working of this present government actually, and that is helping. That is always help. You cannot make any policy one-sided from top. It all have to be like this.
As we were discussing, digital connectivity is something which has touched everybody. We saw during the trying times of COVID that when we were all confined to our homes, education did not get disrupted, work did not get disrupted, and it was because of digital connectivity. So you feel that in the coming times, with all these efforts of the government, we can hope that digital connectivity will become more and more stable, more and more strong, and more and more inclusive, reaching even the remotest corners of our country?
Yes, that is what I've been mentioning. Though our country is now fully connected, we have more than 100 crore mobile phone users. But in rural India, 50% of the users are still 2G. That means they are voice only. They don't have data connectivity. They don't have internet. But with these policies, other than this also, the government is trying to take fiber to every village and also to take Wi-Fi to every village through that PM money, so that nobody is left unconnected with data also. They are connected with voice, but not connected with data. So we cannot call them, they are fully connected. So that is what is called digital divide. So they are trying to bridge the digital divide. And such kind of steps which have been taken earlier also, now also, and more will be taken. I think we will reach what is called a ubiquity in the data communication, not only just voice communication.
And if we talk of the security aspect, which actually is the fulcrum of the reforms which have been announced by Mr. Sindhia, what would you say, how important is the aspect of security in digital transactions, in digital connectivity, and this focus on security, how important is it going forward?
No, that is, of course, no, let us say, brainer. The security is absolutely important. People security, personal data. Government have brought that data, personal data protection bill also, and now guidelines have been issued. Then they have set up this National Center for Communication Security. So many steps have been taken by the government for protecting the data, protecting the consumer from frauds, and also national security. Lot of, actually, you can say, frameworks are there. Lot of agencies are there which are working on this. Lot of awareness building is there. Lot of education is there. So I think everything, whatever they are doing in policy, in ease of doing business, the security of the user and of the nation is not bargained or not diluted or compromised. That goes without saying.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gupta, for joining in and throwing light on the latest telecom reforms which are reinforcing India's position as a trusted telecom manufacturing and testing hub.
Thank you.
With this, it's a wrap-up on today's Spotlight. Thank you so much.
Spotlight.